This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest. I've been getting a lot of emails on this company saying, hey, bring these guys on your show. Let's hear what the real story is. We're talking no other than BMAX. They trade on the OTC markets. They're in the disposable baby diaper business. Their ticker symbol is BMXC. And with us today is one of the gentlemen that's on the advisory board, Adwell Jonathan. Adwell, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of what you guys do and who you are.
Thank you very much. BMAX is a disposable diaper company. And basically, we develop a private label in the disposable diaper market. And currently, we have our own private label, which is Mother's Touch and Mother's Choice. We distribute globally. We also export as well. We export our products to Europe, to Africa, and as well we sell. We are also in the retail market in the U.S. We manufacture our product, our private label brand from the U.S., basically from South Carolina. We also manufacture out of China as well.
You know, the first part of the year, the first half, and correct if my numbers are wrong, you guys did $573,000 in revenue. What is BMAX currently doing to increase that revenue?
Thank you very much. Actually, we're expanding our market base. We are working on a new private label that will focus in Asia. We have also opened. We are working on our production plant as well. What this will do, it will reduce our overhead drastically, and ultimately, it will increase revenue. So we are working much on marketing. Currently, we have attended two exhibitions this current year. Currently, this week, we are in Nevada, in Las Vegas. We're attending a trade show there. That is one of the largest baby product trade shows in the world. And we are there from the 17th to the 19th of October. So starting today, we are here in Las Vegas. So we're doing a lot in the area of marketing to help us to increase, to improve on our revenue. We have done a lot in that area. We believe that the numbers will be coming in before the end of the year, and these numbers will be reflected on our financials in the first quarter of 2018. So we expect revenue to go back to where it was last year and probably improve on it as well.
You know, I don't want to change gears here, but you guys, I'm a little bit confused. You had a deal, then you didn't have a deal with Amazon. Can you bring us up to date where we're at on the Mother's Touch coming back to Amazon?
Thank you very much. Yeah, we are working with Amazon. We will be back. We have completed all the back end arrangements, and we're just positioning our product. The most important thing is to ensure that all our product are properly positioned for fulfillment purposes. So in other words, if you have customers, say for example in California, we want to ensure that the product is strategically located so that we can do the 24, 48 hours delivery.
Right.
That is the space. That's the space we are entering. And in order for us to do that, a lot of logistical work that are, you know, associated with this. So we are positioning our product in all locations to ensure that we can now do the 24-hour, 48-hour delivery. We are almost there. We will be coming back to Amazon. I can say probably before the end of the year, we'll be back on Amazon. However, we're on Walmart. Our product is available on walmart.com. It's also available on our website as well.
So you're saying that you can get your product at Walmart right now?
Yeah, our product is available on walmart.com.
And if they wanted to buy your product, what is your website they can go to?
The website is www.bmaxinc.com. That's bmaxinc.com/web store.
Very good. With me today is Adwell Jonathan. He's the visor for BMXC. Well, they trade on the OTC markets. To me, I think their stock is very undervalued where it's at right now at about 0.2 cents. They had revenues for the first half of the year of over $573,000. They're also, if you take a look at their 8K, they've been bringing down the overhead and overcost. Let me ask you this, Mr. Jonathan. What plans do you have to introduce new products in the future for your company?
Thank you very much. That's a good question. Actually, we're working on it right now. I would say BMAX is about 80% done in introducing our new BMAX Modest Touch baby wipes. We are working with a manufacturer, one of the largest manufacturers in the U.S. as Premier Care to get the product out. That is the baby wipes. So that should be coming out again, I would say, shortly. I don't want to jump ahead, but we are working on that. We are almost done. At the appropriate time, we'll make an update on that.
Very good, then. I want to give a disclaimer myself. I've bought 1 million shares of this company in the open market. I bought it at different prices, and I just want to give that disclaimer. In closing here, Mr. Jonathan, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
And lastly, I just want to encourage, most importantly, the shareholders of the company, that the company is working hard to ensure that we bring value to shareholders. Again, presently, the current share price is not reflective of the company as it were right now. We just want to let the shareholders know that they should. We appreciate all of our shareholders, and our primary goal and objective is to bring value to our shareholders.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been, a long time reaching out to your company for you guys to come on the show. There's been a lot of interest in for you guys to come on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully, you'll come back on the show in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.